You know, folks, oh yes, I'm Mark Levin. It's very sad. It's very sad during the break. I'm watching cable and my old friend Ann Coulter's on there with my never friend, the 8 p.m.er. And they're doing a number on Newt Gingrich because of his proposals respecting the judiciary. And she's going on and on about how he's bombastic. Of course, she was a big Chris Christie supporter, and we know he's not bombastic. But really twisting what's going on here. There is an opportunity to really inform our fellow citizens about things that can constitutionally be done to help create a better balance between what are supposed to be co-equal branches of government. And when the 8 p.m.er and Ann talk about the answer is to elect better presidents and do this and that, I can tell you that very good presidents have nominated people to the Supreme Court, gotten them confirmed, and these people reverse course. Look at David Souter. Look at Earl Warren. Look in many respects at Anthony Kennedy. I could go on and on and on. The answer clearly is that there's a systemic problem. The courts have, without question, changed since the founding. Some people argue for the better. I argue for the worse. So what do you do about it? You go on TV and trash Newt Gingrich? Or you come up with some ideas? You don't have to embrace all of his ideas. I don't. But to use it as an opportunity to score cheap points against him, and I'm not pushing Newt Gingrich, as you well know, and I'm tired of having to say that to people who call him, why aren't you backing Romney? Same damn thing all the time. Well, if he were a conservative, I'd back him, okay? But to go on TV with these constant cheap shots is unhelpful. Forget about the campaign even. We have a problem with the judiciary in this country. It is true, if we had one or two more originalists on the Supreme Court, we'd have less of a problem with the Supreme Court. But that's not how it works, folks. There hasn't been a majority originalist court in my entire lifetime. So there are things that you can do under the Constitution, Ann Coulter, and Bill O'Reilly, and the others. Don't use every opportunity to promote your favorite candidate and trash another one. This is a legitimate issue that deserves a legitimate discussion. Not more and more of this, you know, East Coast mindset. These people, they lay out all the problems and they give you answers that do not address the problems. Now, let me reiterate, because people come and go during the course of a program, there are things you can do under the Constitution. Clearly, the lower courts are created by Congress. The 8 p.m.er asks, well, we can't have politicians making decisions. Oh, really? Well, the politicians make decisions about the lower courts, the appellate and the district courts. First of all, whether there are any. Secondly, what are they? Thirdly, how many? Fourthly, where are they? Fifthly, how many judges? And I can go on and on, 8 p.m.er. Such a genius. The entire setup of the circuit court system right now was set up under various judiciary acts passed by Congress, signed by the president. How do you think we got them? They're not in the Constitution. That power was granted to Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, pull out your Hillsdale copy of the United States Constitution. And if you don't have one, go online. Look at it. And of course, Congress has the power to limit the jurisdiction of the courts that it creates, because it's not required to create any of them. Albeit the Supreme Court is created directly by the Constitution with certain specific powers. But the other powers the court has are created by the Congress. That's the way it was set up. That's the way it's supposed to work. But it's not working that way, is it, ladies and gentlemen? So what do we do about it? Just elect a conservative president. It doesn't work that way very well, does it? So now it's bombastic Everything that comes out of Gingrich is bombastic. And besides, he can't get anything done. So you have serious ideas, some better than others. You present them to the American people. So that's under attack. And because you're not a dictator and you can't snap your fingers and change one of the branches of government, you never get anything done, do you? The idiocy of these discussions. And these are supposed to be conservatives. Or in the 8 p.m.'s case, he poses as a journalist. I don't even know what the hell he is. So why don't they just say, we are against substantively reforming the judiciary? Just say it. We think it's working great. We think five lawyers on the Supreme Court should have the final say about whatever they want to have the final say about. Just say it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. And I'm not the only one who's asked this question. Great professors, great legal minds, Bob Bork, Lino Graglia, many others. Do you think, let me ask you, do you think that the founding fathers who embraced individual sovereignty, that the framers of the Constitution, who worked so hard and fought with each other to develop the Constitution that we have, do you think they set up a Supreme Court or a judicial system that has supremacy over every branch of the government, local, state, and federal, and have the final say? Do you think that's what they fought the American Revolution for? Is that what it says in the United States Constitution? No, no, and no again. And yet, when somebody dares to discuss it, oh, he's bombastic. And he never achieves anything anyway. Never achieves anything anyway. She won't even give the man credit for what he has achieved. Taking back the House from 44 years of Democrat monopoly was never thought possible. And in doing so, he had to defeat the Republican establishment. You can't even give him that? No, they can't. Because they have a hate on. They have a hate on. So their answer for addressing judicial activism is not an answer at all. So in other words, the status quo is fine. Well, some of us don't think it is. And that doesn't mean that I support subpoenaing judges. I think that's ridiculous. But why shouldn't we look at the makeup of the circuit courts? Congress set them up in the first place. What, we're not allowed to look at it again? Why shouldn't we look at some of the authority that the courts have seized for themselves? Well, we're not allowed to do that, even though the Constitution permits it? What else shouldn't we do? Should we just accept everything that's happened? You know, one of the things I wrote in Liberty and Tyranny is we have these Sharia courts in the Middle East. And what they do is they look at the different laws that come to them to ensure that the imposition of Sharia law, law takes place in as many aspects of society as possible. You know what we have? We have a court system that tries to make sure that secularism is imposed on as many aspects of our society as possible. It's just as illegitimate. It's just as illegitimate in that respect. Bombastic. Not the governor of New Jersey. No, no, he's not bombastic. Cool as a cucumber. What they're doing to Newt Gingrich, you know why I resent this? Because now we have a bunch of bullies running around. And Giuliani was 100% right. They're trying to turn this guy into a crazy man. And I resent it and I resist it. And he's not even my guy. And I resent it and I resist it. I'm not doing that to Romney. Nobody else is doing that to Romney. You don't see anybody run on TV and say, you know, that Romney, oh, real whack job. You know, he can't make up his mind. He's psychologically. Who talks like this? And flailing around. Imbecilically. Yeah. And I don't know why these, you know, the people are positioning themselves. And they're sounding stupid, literally stupid. I'm not focused on one person, by the way. I said people. And it's hilarious. One of the most bombastic people I know and adore, accusing somebody else of being bombastic. Now, that's funny. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.